Little red cherry tomatoes rolling down limestone. You know, that is the theme song called North Limestone of our interview radio. And we are glad to be with you today here on Tuesday from about 11 to 1. We do some interviewing of some of the most important people in Lexington cultural and safety, social, civic life. My name is Kaki Urch. I'm one of your hosts. I've got my good friend, Little Lex.
Hi, how are you?
She's a girl named Lexington, Lexington Sowers. We call her Little Lex on the air so y'all don't get confused. And we've got Ben Wolf, our other host here. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Kaki.
And Ben's running the board engineering today. Indeed, our theme song is North Limestone. That's from the Hallelujah CD by Patrick McNeese, who's another one of your WLXLLP FM show hosts. He's got an arts and cultural show called Voice Box that we're very excited to present you. So today we have a very special guest in Dr. Richard Greisman, from a retired University of Kentucky professor and provost. But the reason we've got him on today is that he, along with Dr. Carl Raitz, who is a University of Kentucky professor of geography, have got an app called LexArch Walk. Right? Mm-hmm. LexArch Walk for Lexington Architecture Walk.
Yes.
Especially with the unseasonably warm temperatures, we could take advantage to view our own town with this app. So we're going to interview Dr. Greisman with this. Yeah. Hi, Richard. It's Kaki Urch. Are you here?
Hello.
Hi. Good.
I am.
Can you hear me okay?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can.
Okay, good. Well, it's okay with you for us to put you live on the radio. Is that right? I have to ask that.
If you don't mind, it'll ruin your reputation, but sure.
That's right. Well, Dr. Richard Greisman and I have known each other for a very long time. I used to work for him as a graduate student when he was one of the faculty members in charge of the Modern Studies curriculum program, and I'll talk a little more about that later. But, Richard, we're excited to have you here as the proud granddaddy of a new little baby in New Zealand, but the proud daddy of, right?
Oh, yes.
What do you call the app?
Indeed.
What do you call the app, and what can people hope to learn from it?
Okay, so the long title, and this is a title I attribute to Carl Raitz's genius, it's the Inquisitive Walker's Guide to Lexington's downtown architecture. And I think the emphasis that Carl had when he used the descriptor inquisitive is that we don't mean this app for the faint-hearted. If someone wants a kind of light tour through Lexington, this probably isn't the app. It's an app meant for folks who really want to learn some pretty rich architectural and cultural history of downtown Lexington. Carl is a remarkable scholar, and this app shows him at his best. It's not stuffy, but it's pretty serious.
Now, I know Dr. Raitz from him being he was the longtime chair of the Department of Geography at UK. Is that right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And then, but yeah, his publications, I think I'm familiar with too, because he's the author of the Definitive Geography of Kentucky book. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. So he did he was co-author of the Kentucky Atlas,
okay,
which was a huge undertaking, I think 10 years in the making. And then he's written a bunch of books, in particular with Dr. Nancy O'Malley, who's a really brilliant historical archaeologist. And he and Nancy have done several books, a book on the Maysville Road and several stone walls of Kentucky. And so he calls himself a cultural and historical geographer. And, you know, what's fun about geography is that they are inherently really interdisciplinary. And so Carl's work ranges from geography in a kind of narrow sense to anthropology to historic preservation. And he does it all so well.
Well, so you guys have known each other from campus for a long time. So what made you, as a couple of scholars, decide you wanted to do an app of this type?
That's a great question. So, yeah, in fact, I first got to know Carl when my wife and I were planning a trip to Cincinnati, and someone in the Arts and Science Dean's office where I was working at the time said, oh, go see Dr. Rates. He's got a really cool guide to Cincinnati architecture. And sure enough, in addition to having done a lovely paper guide to Lexington architecture that takes you east to west, north to south, he did the same, and he turned me on to, among other places, the Omni Netherlands Hotel.
Oh, yes, and all its Art Deco finery. Right.
Yeah, exactly, the Palm Room. And, yeah. I mean, I can still remember that kid-like awe and wonder when I walked into that second floor.
Well, when Cincinnati was a top 20 market, absolutely. You know, they were building things like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In the 20s, we were a top 20 market
exactly.
in Cincinnati.
So, you know, I knew of his reputation then. And so when I got really interested in doing, coming back to my photography, in particular my architectural photography, I'd share pictures I'd taken with him. And we would talk about things. And so it was easy for me to think of him at a point where I thought, it's time to do something more serious. And so it really leads back to your question. The kind of genesis of this particular project was that moment for so many of us who care about historical preservation. It was the decision to tear down the block that's known as Center Point, or derisively by Lots Center Pit. Yeah.
Really?
So, you know, I had done a bunch of small studies, and then, you know, Dan Rowland, in his role as the founder and leader of Progress Lex, called a meeting of all like-minded historical preservationists at a point where Center Point was either slated to be torn down or had been torn down. It was a meeting at the Kentucky Theater, packed to the rafters with people who were just outraged and so disappointed that we'd lose a block of downtown Lexington. And, you know, it was a rallying point, and I sat there thinking, you know, what small contribution could I make? And my wee brain said, oh, let me contribute to the kind of general understanding of why downtown architecture in any city, but in particular Lexington, is so important and why it's a kind of cultural treasure, and try to help mediate that conversation about the intersection of private interest and public concern. They're often private, most buildings downtown are, and yet, you know, we have a sense that there's a lot of shared cultural value to that architecture, and that one doesn't lightly tear it down or change it in radically different ways.
Okay, so
I sent to, please.
So you got. I want to let everybody know that we are listening to Dr. Richard Greisman, who is the co-producer, co-author, co-photographer, right? Of it's the. Let's see, The Inquisitive Walker's Guide to Downtown Lex. Yeah?
Yeah. And so the phrase that gets put on Google Play or the Apple App Store is LexArch, LexArch, and then Tour, LexArch Tour.
Tour.
It's how we kind of refer to it, just because the other name goes on for several days.
Right. The LexArch Tour app. So a person, if they're interested in this app, could find
Please.
It on the Google Play or on the Apple.
For sure. Thing. For sure.
And,
yeah. So the cool story, please go ahead.
No, you tell me the cool, you were about to tell me the cool story.
Yeah. So, you know, the fun part, and this is really, you know, I will wax eloquent several times about Dr. Carl Rates because I'm a force of nature. So I knew of Carl's interest, encouraged me to keep up my photography, my architectural photography. So I had done a study of what's known as the Hancock Block. It's the block that is now the 21C, and right next to the tall structure, the old First National Bank, which was notable because I believe it was the first infrastructure skyline in the Allegheny. Certainly one of the earliest buildings of the height had been done in with wood structure. This was steel infrastructure in its day, right around the 20th century, 1902 was a call about there. In any case, the building was called the Fayette Building. At the time, it had this wonderful first floor filigree. It's the building with the red faux columns and a really wonderful cornice. It's about three stories tall. And I've done both a picture of the first floor, all its finery, and then the third floor and cornice as a big study. And I sent to Carl as a teaser saying, if you were to write about this, what would you say? Hoping that in a few months he would respond. And 20 minutes later, I got a perfectly formed essay. I mean, it was so Ratesian that he would, know exactly what to say and what to do in the blink. And so I called him up and said, as my silly joke, Carl, I wanted a first date and you want to take me home.
Oh, my.
And after he finished
That's a little racy for radio, Richard, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's okay. That's right. That's all right. Yep. And so after he finished laughing, I said, how about lunch? And over lunch, I put out the idea that he and I would put on a effort to do a walking tour of Lexington as a mobile app. He's many things. Among them is not geeky, and he didn't at the time have a cell phone. So I allayed his concerns that he'd have to learn social media and all the geeky stuff, saying, I'll do that. I just need your brain because you're the architectural historian. I'm not.
Sure.
So the idea was that he would produce narratives about buildings that we both enjoyed. I would produce photographs that were intended to be kind of architectural guides. So when he talked about a pilaster and people scratched their head going, what is a pilaster? My pictures would get them to focus on the air of the building in under focus. Also do, broad shots of buildings just as, kind of aesthetic treatments, and then go on to do historical photos for examples of change over time of buildings. So Carl got at it, and is his wont, by the time I was ready to take on the photography, he had done 33 buildings. And I knew we had a lot of catching up to do, but I figured we also had an opportunity to figure out how we'd get someone else to pay for the coding of the app, because the one thing I couldn't do is code the app. I could probably learn, but it was too short, and I didn't want to think that. So I suggested we do this proof concept, the Wolf Wild Building, because it's another wonderful example of Art Deco architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a study of the Wolf Wild Building, which I then passed on to Mary Quinn Raymer, who was then marketing VP of Visit Lex, Lexington Visitor Bureau.
Sure.
With the idea that Mary Quinn could probably tell me how we could do a partnership. And Mary Quinn is just so wonderful, so eager to get things done. And so close. So Mary Quinn said, this is great. My outfit will contribute some of the funding, but let's go to the city and see if the mayor's office is interested in this. And with the help of the wonderful Lori Houlihan, who is just a treasure in herself.
Lori, that is the general consensus on Lori Houlihan, cultural affairs assistant to Mayor Jim Gray. Absolutely.
Yep.
We've known her for years, and she's absolute delight and brilliant
amazing woman.
Yeah.
Yep. So I just went to Lori and said, okay, I've got Mary Quinn interested in this, and what I'd like to do is propose that I do something where our effort is pro bono. We don't want a dime. We want to do this as a gift to the city and as a way of contributing to this broader conversation about historical preservation and design downtown. But we need help producing the app, which we then would offer for free. And Lori did her magic, spoke to IT people, including the CIO of the mayor's office, who got instantly what we were trying to do, and put us in touch with some of her senior folks. And, you know, the huge brag, the homage I want to send their way is that I, trying to be conservative with public money, said we'll keep the cost down by simply doing the app first as an iOS app for an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And then later on we'll take on Google. They turned around, and boy, I could not praise them enough for this. They turned around and said, no, if we're going to do this, we'll do it right. And we'll do a couple of things. We'll do the app from the get-go as both Google and iPhone apps. And we'll create a content management system so that you, Richard, can put together buildings.
Really? Buildings means someone made you a content
photos.
Management system.
Yeah.
Really?
And, which would mean, yes. And so what they did that was, I mean, it was, I could not, you know, in a time when there are those who are busy trying to tell us government can't do anything right, I want to praise Lexington, Kentucky, the Lexington Urban County Government, because it was brilliant in that it said, you know what, we'll invest a little money and get dividends from it. So they built something where now I can put together a new building without having to go back to the city mothers and fathers and say, can I pick your pocket again?
Oh, that is brilliant.
So it's really clever.
A customized CMS.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, yeah, exactly. So it's a Drupal-like environment for building content. And so now we only have to go around and hat in hand to get the money for the recording time.
Well,
and that, you know, we made a decision early on that what we wanted was not just text on screen, but what we wanted was narration so that people could use their phone as a audio device, if you will, looking at it to see my pictures, but mostly looking at the building while listening to the Gorgeous Rates narrative that was now text on screen for those who wanted to use screen, but as narrative through earbuds or the like for those who wanted to look at the building and listen to Carl's narrative.
Okay, so I just want to remind people that
sure.
You are listening to WLXL LPFM, your new community radio station here in the north side, downtown Lexington. And we are here at Interview Radio, and we're happily talking to Dr. Richard Greisman, who is one of two UK professors behind a collaborative effort with the city and Visit Lex. So Lori Houlihan and Mary Quinn from Visit Lex, and these two professors who have an expertise in architectural geography and photography and culture on the hoof of all types, have gotten together and made this app, which the short name is Lex Arch Tour, standing for Lexington Architecture Tour. So Dr. Greisman has told us a little bit about how it's come together as a collaborative entity and how he got a Drupal CMS out of the city, which is a pretty great thing. So what can we expect to see on this app? What are some of the highlights? I mean, and how many did you ultimately, how many buildings and areas did you ultimately end up doing?
Well, one of the pieces of the pitch that I made to Mary Quinn and Lori was that if they agreed to do this, and now we're talking about this time last year. So, you know, it was Breeders' Cup was in the air. And so I said, you know, I would be so thrilled if I knew that an out-of-town guest walking into one of the downtown hotels and asking the concierge station, well, I've got 2 hours, what can I do? I'd be thrilled if they said, why don't you download this city-supported app and take a walk. So the idea was, let's move real quickly, cut through the red tape, get this thing in place so that we can have an app ready for Breeders' Cup. And to the, again, credit of the city and the Visit Lex folks, we got through the agreements real quickly. I snagged Apex Software. Apex was founded by a guy named Brian Ramey, I think.
Apex.
What I say? Apex.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, Apex. Brian Ramey, yes.
Yeah, APAX, sorry. Right. Yes, right. So Apex Software, Brian, among other things, set up the Awesome Inc. Foundation downtown on the building right by, in between, what is it, Rose?
It's across from the Jimmy John's, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The Great Awesome Inc. Incubator. And Brian's run some app courses for me as part of the ICT Collaborative on the UK campus. Wonderful young man.
Yep, and great. His lead programmer, Keith, was brilliant. And so we went with them because we want to go with someone local, and they have experience doing mobile apps for public entities, including Urban County Government. So we organized things in a hurry with the idea that we would scope out what we could get done by mid-October, knowing Breeders' Cup was coming at the end of October. So Carl and I decided that 13 buildings was probably right, 13 in that we wanted a kind of really contained footprint, and we knew we had to start with the old courthouse. It's the anchor of any walking tour of Lexington. So what we did was look at Carl's narratives heading from the courthouse north and east to the McLennan Building, which is the home of Traditional Bank and Shorty's Urban Market, and then heading west across Short Street through several really storied buildings, pun intended, to the Northern Bank Building, which is now home to Parley Social and Dudley's, and then down the west side of the Farmers Market Pavilion along what we call the Cheapside Buildings, beginning with Cheapside Bar and ending with Lexington City National Bank, which is that marvelous building at the corner of Cheapside and West Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was meant to be a kind of contained footprint with the old courthouse as the starting point. We were planning to do upper, but of course that's the staging area for the 21C renovation. So we did, there's a corner building that's home to Lexington Diner.
Yes.
It's the Warfield Building.
Mm-hmm.
We did grab that because I could get a visual B on the building, even with the construction.
Now, Richard, I want you to not feel badly about that, because those of us who live on the north side, we have not seen Upper Street for 2 years. So you're not alone.
Those of us who are trying to get
to work on the south side from the north side, we're just used to it. We don't even remember where Upper is.
It'll be some time before you realize, oh, I don't have to turn left onto Short Street. we'll get to that day. So in any case, so the idea was to do something that was doable. 13 buildings seemed doable, and sure enough, we had a launch October 15th, and so we did it in time for Breeders' Cup, and he says somewhat self-interestedly, before grandfather took off to see his grandchild in New Zealand.
Right. So
we're
talking with Dr. Richard Greisman here, who's big claim to fame at the moment is that he, with Dr. Carl Raitz of the University of Kentucky, are the co-founders and co-collaborators of the Lex Arch Tour app, which takes you on a inquisitive walking tour, like have your shoes and have your water bottle ready. So that's his big claim to fame. But his little claim to fame is, and many people in the community know Richard personally, and his wife, Dr. Randolph Hollingsworth, from their UK role. But right now they're being kind of gushy grandparents. Is that right? You want to tell us a little about this grandchild? Does it have a particular architectural style, this grandchild?
Well, it is a transoceanic experience in that our older daughter got a graduation present for doing a 5-year BFA in 4 years of a trip anywhere in the known universe, chose Australia and New Zealand, and forgot about the "and then you'll come back" part.
Oh.
So she took off for Australia in summer of 2000, spent months in Australia, New Zealand, and in her third week of a full New Zealand call, that I think I'll stay a while. And a while has been since 2006.
Oh,
she has since married, and on September 28th, 2015, a beautiful son, our first grandchild. And so we took off October for New Zealand to spend 3 weeks as grandparents, and had the time of our lives, and came back ever so reluctantly.
Well, we as a community are so happy for you and for your daughter and her spouse.
Okay.
And it's a little boy, is that right? Or is it a little girl?
Little boy, yep, a grandson. Yeah.
And what do we call him?
So, Liam, without an L. So Ian Orell Chrisworth. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and a lovely child, and we're fortunate that we have kids really hooked into social media. So every morning we get a 20-second video that is our daughter waking up Ian and talking to him, and it's a little phone that she sends us. And so we have some 25 videos so far that she does like clockwork every morning, and it's just really grand. I mean, it's not like being there, and we'll figure that out someday.
You know, but, I'm thinking if you put that together into a dated app with an archive function and a tagging function, you guys could really go, grandparents.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so Richard, but, go ahead.
Back to the tour. I haven't answered your really good question. What do we get with the app? If I may come back to that.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So it's in several parts. You know, we dream big in that. I'll tell you a little bit about what we hope to have in, say, version 3 or 4. But again, trying to make sure we could make good on our promise to have something ready for Breeders' Cup. The app is 13 buildings, beginning with the old courthouse. It's Carl Rate's narrative text on screen and his voice, so there's an audio. We used Prosper Media, homed in the Awesome Inc. building, to do the recording, and I coaxed, cajoled, and begged Carl to be the voice, because he has a wonderful voice. And so you get to hear Carl Rates doing his audio version, which is identical to the text on screen. And then you see my pictures interspersed in the narrative, in the text on screen narrative, to be the visual guides. And so every building has a profile photo, as I call it, a kind of, you know, thumbnail of the building itself, act as a marker, and in most cases just to show a kind of visual gestalt, you know, the kind of first impress of the building as you see it. And then the pictures within the app itself, within that part of the app on that building, navigational guides to let people hone in on a particular architectural feature that Carl is covering, it be it a, you know, pilaster or a cap or whatever it may be. And the things we hope to do with the next version that will come out mid to late spring is do historical photos that will show change over time. So for each building, we'll amass photographs that show from the as far back as we can go on a given building, what the building looked like over time. So for instance, interestingly, the Northern Bank building, the building that's home to Dudley's and Parlay Social on Shore, once had a remarkable tower at the southeast corner of the building. So as you look at it from east on West Shore, you can see in the historical photo, there's this grand tower that was taken down as part of a renovation, I believe, in the 1960s. So what we want to do is have these photographs that show how buildings change over time, to the extent that they do, and most buildings do.
Now, do you take the tour through Gratz Park and the Carnegie Center?
Not yet. You know, okay. I mean, certainly, Carl has 33 buildings already scoped out. I imagine if, you know, our legs are willing, we'll, you know, shoot for 50 buildings. I mean, it's the kind of thing that we would like to expand. I can't imagine getting bored of it. If all the time, you know, the interest isn't there, we'll stop. But I guess that already people who've taken the tour say we want more. So the idea is to expand it. Again, we can expand it with the modest cost of more recording time. You know, there's not much overhead. But what we'd like to do is add some stuff. My wild dream is to do some augmented reality where with the technology of a phone, we can set things up so that when a phone senses you're at a particular corner, we've done a study, an augmented reality study, the phone would display in a kind of Ken Burns-like dissolve that blocks development over 50 to 100 years as a kind of video stream. And it becomes really rich because you actually get to see in real time, if you will, how the block changed over time. It's dependent on some technical stuff, in particular Wi-Fi.
Sure.
You would not want to do that in someone's cell data plan because it would exhaust a month's data plan with one download. But, you know, the city's busy trying to get robust public Wi-Fi saturation downtown. And at a point that happens, and I'm told by Vice Mayor Steve Kay, among others, that it will happen, we'll be able to do some really cool things that, for instance, the City of London does with their street museum.
I have been to London and seen the guy who did mm-hmm. that street museum
yes. Yes.
App, and I yes. have it on my phone, and it's quite wonderful. The Museum of London,
so cool.
Yeah, with its layers and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, the director of that spoke to our UK class. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Oh, how grand! No, it was the inspiration. The you know, I looked. Did my homework and looked to see what was really interesting. You know, you expect big cities, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., other places would have stuff. And not to say that their apps are meager, hardly, but London's app is, to my mind, a real exemplar of what one can do, and we're certainly working towards something that rich. The other thing we did, and I'll take modest credit for it, you know, the strength of Carl's narrative is that it's so rich. The underbelly of Carl's narrative is that it's so rich. You know, it's too much to take in mm-hmm. one sitting. It's just really wonderful. And so I was fortunate to have gone to a Matisse exhibit at the Indianapolis Museum of Art the other year. I'm a real Matisse fan. The Baltimore Museum of Art put on tour their Matisse collection, which, thanks to the Cohn sisters, is really voluminous. So my wife and I drove for a weekend in Indianapolis, and for the first time on a museum tour, instead of getting a clumsy Walkman as the audio guide, I got an iPod. And what was cool about the iPod is that now a curator could not only do, you know, the standard 12 curatorial narrations on 12 paintings, because the iPod could display content on its screen, the curator could pick a half a dozen paintings where she wanted to do more detailed studies. And I, being a Matisse devotee, wanted to listen to anything and everything. My wife, being less interested and wanting to move on, moved on.
It's kind of like the sleep number bed of art museums.
You got it. Oh, well done.
See, that's why I teach the marketing. Anyway.
Exactly. Now, and well at that, because so it was this idea that for those who wanted to spend 25 minutes at the old courthouse, and that's what we have by way of narration, a person could do that. But somebody else who just wanted the overview and either wanted to move on or come back later, the little inspiration from the Indianapolis Museum was that you segment. a tour, allowing people to do, you know, the 20-minute version because they've got sneakers on and they hoof between buildings, listening to just the overview, and every building but the Payne Building has an overview, and then other pieces, that is. And if someone wanted to linger, they could. And so it's segmented such that, for instance, the old courthouse has two overviews, a design segment, and then four featured parts, one for each building face, north, south, east, west. And then every other building has at least the overview and two or three other segments where my job was to take Carl's narration and figure out how to segment it and then create the segments so that someone could walk up to the northern building and do the overview and learn about pilasters and say, oh, I want more, and then, you know, do the other three or four segments in that particular tour. So, you know, one of the fun creative parts was to figure out how to package the tour, going back to your idea of marketing, in a way that would allow people with various amounts of time and interest to self-regulate the tour. And I think it's a really nice feature in that, you know, we'll continue to set it up so that someone can decide how much at one time or how much over time they want to learn.
Well, Dr. Richard Greisman, who is one of the two main people behind LexArch Tour, an app that provides an inquisitive walking tour to downtown Lexington's architectural sort of history and culture, right now with 13 buildings on the app and many different layers that you can look into. More to come, especially as Wi-Fi downtown increases because Dr. Greisman is concerned about your digital bill, and so.
Yes,
but,
yes, indeed.
So, Dr. Greisman, it's been out since Breeders' Cup, which what a wonderful thing for us to have a collaboration between you and Dr. Raitz and Lori Houlihan of the Mayor's Office and Visit Lex, and also Apex and Awesome Inc. Brian Rainey helping you and doing the coding and so forth of the app. So what have you found to be maybe the two or three most popular buildings? Because I know the first answer is going to be the old courthouse. So, but what have you found to be the two or three most popular buildings that people have visited, maybe commented on to you?
Well, good. You know, and that really, in some sense, leads me to the biggest hole in the current app, in that in a perfect world, we could have incorporated into the first version of the app some social media, and we didn't, again, because of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the feedback I have is really kind of episodic and scant. I bumped into a dear UK friend, Ernie Annarella, who talked about the app and how much he and his wife enjoyed it, and another time bumped into somebody else, but the one disappointment with a small d is that there isn't the kind of interactivity in the current version that I'd like. And the cool news is that for the next version that we hope will come out by March 1,
mm-hmm.
Keith and his crew at Apex Software are working on that deadline. By March 1, we hope to have version 3, which will include a whole bunch of interactivity. Initially, Facebook and Twitter,
mm-hmm.
where from every page someone can easily interact with us, with the other people doing the tour, and with Lexingtonians more generally by saying in real time, here's what I like about the app, this building's really cool, I want to create a kind of StoryCorps environment where people can tell stories about buildings, and do ultimately what I think any app should do and allow people to share their experiences. That isn't there yet. And so, unless someone hunts me down, or what happened this past weekend, because the weekend was so glorious, I was downtown with Cameron. And as I was walking up the street, someone driving along saw me, realized I was taking pictures, rolled down the window and yelled, "Greisman, love your app.
Oh, that's
give
great.
Give me more," and drove off. You
that's
know,
great. public shout outs for your app on the street.
I think that's an
endorsement.
It was just really fun. So in one sense, it's a great question, and I hope that, you know, the next time we talk, I can say, well, we know more because now people are busy interacting with the tour, if you will, and with each other.
That is fantastic, and I know that Drupal supports those, so it. You can get some modules in there pretty quickly and have that interactivity functioning. I did a similar thing much more primitive scale with Foursquare, with the horses, those horses, and people possibly during the World Equestrian Games be able to record their interactions with all those themed horses, because
that's
I thought
right.
they had such beautiful
right.
historical, punning, mm-hmm. whimsical mm-hmm. names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And that's just it. It's, one of the things I did early on to, try and get a little seed money is I was one of the 7,000 people who submitted one of the Knight Challenge grants. And my pitch to the Knight Foundation was that I wanted to create a way of engaging Lexington citizens in their city by using the walking tour as a way of people sharing their experiences in and about the city. And, you know, and share stories about buildings. I don't doubt that there's someone who will take the tour and remember as a kid having gone to the first security building because that's where grandmother had her law office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the idea that we create our version of a story can begin to collect people's experiences about the built environment.
Sort of a StoryCorps for the built environment, a physical connecting the meat space with the history.
That's right. And then, you know, the other thing I want to do along the lines is see the app as a platform for others. The best example I can give is what I pitched to the Bluegrass Trust when I asked them to simply be an endorser for my Knight Foundation grant. I went to the Bluegrass Trust Foundation board and said, imagine we have a family weekend architectural scavenger hunt where using the app we identify 13 somewhat obscure architectural features, one in each of the buildings,
mm-hmm.
and have families start at the same time in some, you know, staging area, and go around looking with their children for the features in each building, photographing it, and the first family to, you know, post all 13 gets some prize. But some way of using the app as a way of engaging people with the city. First and foremost, it's architecture, but it can be with the whole concept of public space. And certainly as we build up the legacy trail, it'll even be a richer experience. But the idea that it becomes an end in itself, but also a means to get people to walk a city and engage with the city and with each other, that would be a pretty cool use of the app to my mind.
Okay, so let me just to walk the listeners through getting to the app. Okay, so we've had success with Lexington. Do you want to talk mm-hmm. about what you've had success with here and go step by step through these instructions on your module there?
Right. So I have an iPhone, so I use the App Store, and it's under Lex, L-E-X, Arch Tour. And so I just searched that in the App Store, and if you it will pop up if you type in the Inquisitive Walker's Guide. So okay. it's
so starting from jump,
well.
Starting from zero.
I haven't.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
No, I figured it would, but it's good to know.
Yeah. So starting from zero, say Lexington that the user is not even familiar with going to the App Store. Okay. So if you go to the Google search engine and you search App Store.
Yeah.
Then the App Store comes up. Then
right.
you go to the Apple App Store.
Yes.
And in that search field, you would type in Lex Arch Tour, L-E-X ARCH Tour, TOUR, all smushed together.
And tour it will, separate.
Tour separate.
Yes.
Okay. And it will come up. Now, if you do not have an iPhone or iPad or Mac computer, you're then working on the Android system, okay, the Google Android system, and that comes from a different store, and Ben's the king of that store. Do you want to talk about how they would go from zero to get to Android to find that out?
Oh, it's almost the exact same thing. It's
sure.
just in the
Can
Google
Can you just
Play
walk
store.
Them through it, yeah?
Well, you just go to the Google Play Store and search for LexArch Tour, or the same search criteria, and the same deal will come up, and it'll ask you if you want to install. You press install, and then just let it go, and it'll create like a little shortcut for you on your phone's homepage.
Right, and then you'll see an icon.
Yes, and it's a blue mm-hmm. background with mm-hmm. a with like the top of a building.
The blue background with the top of a building is the little icon right. you'll see if you successfully.
Okay, so quiz.
Yeah.
What quiz?
Quiz.
What's the building?
What's the building?
I was worried you were
oh
going to ask
God.
That.
Oh, my God. Lexington's from Henry County. Lexington, show me the app here, and I'll identify it. What's the building? Well, it's the... Oh, that's the top of the courthouse. That's the cupola on the
exactly.
courthouse. Is it the cupola?
That's right. It is the cupola of the old courthouse.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
and I haven't even walked the walk yet. So go ahead, sir.
Yep. And so, you know, most of the time it's called the dome.
Oh, okay, of course. Sorry.
Yeah. And so that is, you know, it's the tower at the atop the dome. And, you know, we kind of took that as an iconic image of downtown Lexington, so we appropriated it as the image for the app.
Well, it certainly is iconic.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And the good news is that on either platform, Google Android or iPhone iOS, it's free, and it will always be free because it's city sponsored and you know
right and the city's a nonprofit organization and sharing this nonprofit good with
yeah.
you yeah
yep and so you know we promise no ads, nothing that will interfere with someone enjoying it without no strings attached.
Well, I mean, this really sounds like something you and Brian Rainey and Dr. Rates ought to take on a tour of geography conventions.
Well, yeah, my time trying to forget back to a grandchild.
But, right. Okay. First things first. So.
No, but seriously, we you know it is it has. You know, it's I'll confess to just how much fun it is to step back and think about, you know, people using it to, you know, have the circumstances, someone roll down a window to take the time to say, hey, where's, you know, the app's cool, where there's more. We really hope to improve upon it, expand it, and invite, collaborative projects where people want to use the tour as a way to launch other kinds of things. One of the things about Lexington that early on I found so delightful is that neighborhoods are really vibrant places. It's a geographical place that people identify with. Every neighborhood in, you know, greater Lexington has a neighborhood association, some relative, some less so. And so, you know, one of the things that I could imagine other groups might want to do over time is think about how they could take on neighborhood tours. And, you know, we've got some really lovely neighborhoods in terms of rich histories, rich architectures. Certainly in one class I taught for a while, we used the Martin Luther King neighborhood as a place to look at how a neighborhood reinvents itself. And looked at Duncan Park, for instance, as the kind of a geographic epicenter of a neighborhood in transition. And, you know, so we really hope that it gets people thinking about ways in which they could take their own spaces and make them more readily available.
Well, I mean, that's the mission that we've got here at Community Radio. It sounds like a mission in concert. And Richard, we're approaching the noon hour, and I just want to thank you so much for introducing us to Lex Arch Tour, the app, available on both the Google Play Store for Android phones, which are non-Apple phones, and then on the Apple App Store for iPhones and iPad branded things. And, you know, to mention that it is a completely collaborative thing in which our scholar, Carl Reitz, who is not even a digital native, not even close, has been your main collaborator here with the help of the city, Lori Houlihan from the mayor's office, and from Visit Lex, all in collaboration to try to get this ready for the Breeders' Cup and making the deadline, and then having a wide open version 3 coming with the help of your programmers, Apex, through the Awesome Inc. group. We're just so proud to have you here on our show, and I hope you'll come back on any other topic, because we know you have a bag full of them. Is that all right?
Thanks. Well, thank you. Well, we really, on behalf of Carl, I thank you for taking the interest, and let me end by saying I hope people go for a walk.
Okay. Well, they and I need to get downloading and do so. Yeah. So thank you, Richard Greisman, and then we're going to go out and hear some music, and then the next program that you'll hear at 1 o'clock is going to be Help Local with Mary Lynn Houlihan and a guest from the civic community.